Log Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Good morning, everybody. And we just have a couple more things to play here before we get the party started. Let's see. Just want to promote what today's show is about.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
So grand rising, everybody. I am so excited to be here and to share with you hot chocolate all over the world. She is really just an amazing soul who has, I feel, fully taken control of her life. Her spirituality, her health. I look at her like she's unstoppable. Quite the sister. And so, I'm excited to. This is part two because Hot Chocolate was with us last 4 weeks ago, and. And before we start the show, I just always like to begin with letting people know why I do this show, right? It's self-care, right? And self-care is a term that I coined because we have to take care of the self and we have to take care of ourselves, right? Which are constantly rejuvenating. So as many of my listeners know, that I was a bodybuilder and I was really not healthy, right? So I was a skinny fat person. That's right, skinny fat person, meaning my organs were covered in fat because I was eating, you know, cupcakes and ding-dongs and Twinkies and all that right before my workouts. I'd have the energy to do what I wanted to do. Yeah, that's not a good idea. You got that right. So anyway, you know, back in 1997, I fell at work, tore my rotator cuff, and nobody did an X-ray or MRI or any type of analysis. They did send me to a physical therapist who said the pain I was having in my shoulders was all in my head. And technically, they are right because your brain does control every organ, tissue, and cell in your body. So cool, right? But that's not what they were talking about. They were saying that I had that psychologically I was messed up, and that's why I was in pain. So this is what that looked like a month after they put me on medication. I gained almost, about 100 pounds. And, so I lived that way for 2 decades until I almost died and decided that life was not going to end that way. And I reflected upon the definition of insanity. Thank you, Albert Einstein. And did things a little differently, right? Okay, so... And today I share the wisdom and I bring on people who can share other parts that either I'm not familiar with or who just have amazing, inspiring stories. And without further ado, let me bring on Melody Shera, hot chocolate all over the world. Grand sister.
So glad to be here today. Hope you see me clearly.
Yes.
So glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm awesome. Happy to have you. You look, you're just such a bright light. Look how beautiful you look today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
So, you know, not everybody was able to be on the show last time, and we were talking about really the manifestation of our life, your dream, my dream, right? And why don't we... do like kind of a brief overview of, you know, what had you declare your name as Hot Chocolate, right? Because I think that's a really great story. And we'll go from there because really it's about, we all have adversity.
Absolutely.
And it's about choosing how we want to approach adversity.
Yes.
Right?
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. And I will say that, and I'm sure you have too, you've had some pity parties, 5 minutes crying or whatever your time frame is, right? You know,
yeah.
No judgment, we all have our different time.
Right.
And you get up on that saddle and you ride the horse again.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you start. And people, if you want to call into the show, this is the number, 515-605-9325. And you can ask, Hot Chocolate any questions that you want.
Absolutely.
That she's willing to answer.
Absolutely. Again. Thank you so much for just having me again. Let me first say that being able to share with your audience and those in the world who will listen. Hot Chocolate, I love talking about why I have the name Hot Chocolate. In fact, I'm thinking of changing it permanently.
Nice.
Yes, because it has so much meaning behind it. Mm-hmm. It goes back, I turned 52 about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So I will say about 49 years ago. It's a long time. I was going through so much trauma from being ridiculed for being dark-skinned. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
From those around me, those in the community, everybody said I was the wrong skin color. They said black was ugly. Being dark skinned was not the right skin color. That, you know, God made a mistake with me. It was traumatizing to a 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And this continued through my adolescence. So my great-grandfather, not my granddaddy, but my great-granddaddy, heard of what was happening to me, and he just started embracing me and said, "You my black gal. You my hot chocolate." And he's like, "I'll pull a pistol out on anybody who tries to say that there's something wrong with you." Well, that was my first sign of affirmation outside of having a wonderful mother, which I do have. And but it meant something different coming from a male.
Yes,
who was like a father figure to me. So it stuck differently. And I think it set the course for many other wonderful things. So at 19, God delivered me from low self-esteem. I remember hearing him say to me that I was fearfully and wonderfully made. And he said everything he made was beautiful. And that included me. So I made a commitment to God in that moment at age 19 that I would find ways and symbols and remnants from the trauma that I had gone through to show the triumph from it to the world. And so using the name Hot Chocolate is what I'm using as a great tool, because it causes people to ask, why do you call yourself Hot Chocolate? Mm-hmm. And I get to tell them my story, but my story is really everybody's story. Mine was skin color. Yours may have been something else.
Mine was Judaism.
Wow.
So I've told this story before. All the other hosts for this show are, you know, mm-hmm. of color. You know, I'm the vanilla in the middle, right? But I'm going to tell you.
I love it.
So do I. I love my sister. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you that I got maybe 10 seconds before you. So if you walked in to a room, they knew what they wanted to assess about you by your skin color.
Mm-hmm.
I was Jewish. I am now a practicing Christian. And by the way, people try to convert me to Christianity since forever.
Okay.
And they did that by trying to make me wrong for being a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So first mm-hmm. of all, I'm going to tell you that doesn't work.
Right.
The people that converted me never asked, just loved me where I was at.
That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
So what the reason I got 10 seconds more than you, Hot Chocolate,
mm-hmm.
was because, you know, I was saying things like oy vey, and I still do, you know, or things that were very Jewish, which mm-hmm. I love, right? I honor mm-hmm. my heritage. I love my heritage. It made me who I am today.
Yes.
So as soon as I opened my mouth and I'm living in a Catholic neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they hear, and my intonation, because I had kind of a Jewish, and still do sometimes, have a very, I'll say something that has, that replicates a culture of Judaism, mm-hmm. right? And so I had 10 seconds more than you.
Mm-hmm.
That was it, before I was discriminated against.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if it's the same for you, but my discrimination did not come outside my race. It came from within the African-American community.
Well, so, and that's huge for mm-hmm. me to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Mine came from outside the Jewish community,
mm-hmm.
'cause I lived in a Catholic neighborhood. So we moved to a Catholic neighborhood when I was 11.
Okay.
But to be, and I've heard this before from other people,
mm-hmm.
That your own community is telling you what color skin you're supposed to have. And I'm mm-hmm. like, crap.
It's crazy. And now there's a term for it called colorism.
It's ridiculous because,
it is.
Like, you know, here's the thing. I mean, it's like I'm having a hard time articulating. The skin that we're in is just so beautiful.
Yes.
The skin that we're in. And I'm not supposed to look like you. And you're not supposed to look like me.
That's what makes it so amazing.
Thank you. It's the diversity that brings us together. And we've come to a place in this world where we're angry at people for being different.
Yes.
Which then quashes or stops the learning.
Right.
And I've been trying to tell people, I don't know how long, we are not supposed to be the same. We're supposed to be different so we can, first you have to embrace the differences and bring on and learn. So what are you here to teach me? What am I here to teach you?
Right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm so much in agreement. You know, that's what makes the world so amazing. That's what makes God so big, in that he gave us all these different shades and these different thought patterns, these different cultures, and us, all of us are just one beautiful crayon box. You hear that all the time, but we color so beautifully and so differently, and that's what makes the whole picture of humanity so beautiful. But so oftentimes we don't understand that. And what happens is passed down from generation to generation. So if my grandmother only liked light-skinned people, more than likely she would then have a different way of treating even her darker grandchildren. And the light-skinned children would be privy to things the dark-skinned children would not be. It happens in our family system all the time. And then they pass it down. Then the person down the street hears it, and it just keeps going and going. And we are always, as a race of people, talking about what the other races do to us. And yes, that's horrible. But to me, what's even more horrible is what we do to ourselves and how we don't learn to appreciate. You know, actually, I'm on live at the same time, right? And one of, I think there's a glare.
There is. You may need to close a window shade.
Unless, okay.
Or, no, you know what that is? Do you have a light circle?
I do.
So go ahead and adjust that. Move it.
Well, no, it's off now, and it's still that glare. I don't know what that.
There you go, doll.
Okay.
There's back. Okay, there you go. Perfect.
All right. It's the sunlight. That's the glare. So we just
God shining his light on you.
I know, right? I'll take that.
I really do believe that. It was a way for him to tell you, to get your attention right now, to tell you that he's shining his light on you. So the light wasn't on me. He's shining it on you right now.
Yes. I receive his light 100%. And I want to be in the spotlight for his glory. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. You mentioned something about learning. On my live, my dear brother Stratos is on here now. Stratos, he is from Athens, Greece.
Wow.
And I was supposed to have been there a second time. We were scheduled to be there for Thanksgiving. We changed our reservations for my birthday 2 weeks ago. But on the CNN website, we're saying the numbers were still high. So we've postponed it again. We don't have another tentative date. Our money is just sitting there with Delta. But here's the thing. When I met Stratos, what I loved about him, he was automatically my brother. It didn't matter where he came from. It didn't matter what he looked like. It's about heart to heart.
Yeah.
And what I did enjoy was that we were different. So I immediately went into learning mode. You know, how is it over here? He went to school in Detroit, but yet he's from Athens, Greece, and his parents speak Greek. And it was just an amazing experience. And that's the beauty of it. We have such a great opportunity as human beings to pour knowledge into each other and appreciate that. And because I don't like what you like, but you like this, so I want to know why you like it and what makes you tick. And it's such a beautiful thing that's oftentimes overlooked.
Naima, our executive producer, says, "Grand rising, beautiful ladies,
oh,
you both
are
such magnificent expressions of divine creation."
Oh,
and then
beautiful.
She says, that light was her halo, and I agree.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you, Naima.
Awesome. That's awful. That's awesome. Good morning to you as well. It's a great morning to you.
Yeah. There's a gentleman. So growing up as a Jew, we
uh-huh.
were not supposed to like anybody from Pakistan, Lebanon,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, whatever the other East, you know, I can't even bring that into my energy field. Like, it's just so far-fetched. And there's a really good friend of ours, meaning Andrew,
mm-hmm.
my husband and I. His name is Rajai Keldani. So is a Jew supposed to be with that last name?
Wow, how about that?
We break all the chains here,
mm-hmm.
all the chains of the past. And he's such an amazing soul.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been on the show before, and he's a gift to us. And
yes.
so if I had chosen to not allow him into our lives
mm-hmm.
because of his where he was born in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. We are excluding people because of their skin color,
yes.
because of where they're born in the world.
Yes.
Like, really, people. Really.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead. I mean,
we're missing so many God moments by excluding people. God created all of us for our own purpose. He created us to look the way we look, mm-hmm. to be in the family that we're in, to be able to bless the world with what we have, no matter what we look like, no matter where we came from, no matter our ethnicity. About 5 years ago, I was blessed to visit India for 16 days. I went to New Delhi for about 5 days and Kashmir, which is right there in Pakistan, for about 10 days. A beautiful trip. This is the thing about it. In Kashmir, they had never seen a black person.
Wow.
So let's just process that. So I didn't know they had never seen a black person. Okay. In New Delhi, they were more accustomed because New Delhi, they have a blend of religions. It's more diverse. Kashmir, they call themselves one religion. Okay.
Okay.
They're Muslims. And it was an amazing, that was more one of the most heartfelt experiences I've ever had. Now, there were challenges because people were coming to the cars I would be in, banging on the windows, pointing to me, like, we've never seen this before. In the airport, they were stopping me. And I didn't know what was going on because I had never been in that. We went to the Taj Mahal. Everybody was running to, now there are thousands of people visiting the Taj Mahal. And finally the tour guide said, ma'am, you got to stop these people just to get through the tour. Selfie, selfie, selfie. And so they were asking, can I touch your hair in Kashmir? And so finally I sat down with them and started interviewing them. And I asked, I said, you've never seen anyone like me before. They said, no. And the next word was beautiful. And at point they said, because some of them, their English was very limited, beautiful. And they said, hair. And they said, can I touch? I said, sure. And they would touch my hair and then hug me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so amazing. The matriarch of the family, I went to a wedding over there. And that was a whole amazing experience by itself. The grandmother, I didn't know she was the matriarch. I didn't know how they had such high esteem for the grandparents. So she had me to
sit.
Oh,
yeah, not like it is in this country.
No, no. So I didn't know at the time how honored I should have felt. I was appreciative. But later I understood the honor in her asking me to sit beside her at the wedding. So everybody who came into the wedding would hug her first. I finally got it. And then they would point to me like, and she would tell them who I was. And so she went and gave me some of her Indian apparel to make sure that I was comfortable for the wedding. And it was just amazing. And the whole time she checked on me, I ended up with a sinus infection. There was a lot of pollen over there. So I had to be in a day or two. She came and brought her family to the hotel where I was. She could not speak a word of English. They had to interpret back to me and to her, she just wants to make sure you're okay, Aunt Jacqueline. Now, mind you, they never seen anyone like me. I was probably the only Christian walking around. They knew I was Christian. I respected them as Muslim. I asked them questions to learn and appreciate even their attire, even when they would have the all black on. It was an amazing experience. And I said that to say it was a learning curve for all of us. It was a moment of God's love and greatness because I began to appreciate them on a whole new level. They appreciated the texture of my hair being different. I sat on the floor and sang with them. All I asked was, what are you singing? So I would know.
And I sang. Singing is the vibration of love.
Yes. There was love everywhere, from the children to the adults. It was an experience I would take for the rest of my life in my heart. And it was an experience about diversity. It was an experience based upon the fact we were not the same. Our religions were not the same. Our ethnicities were not the same. And that's what we love and appreciate about each other. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's to me, diversity has been, I think, it, to me, is the greatest gift.
Yes.
But you and I stand on one side of the street. So we have a caller. I'm going to take the call. It's 773-521. Please share your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is. All right. So,
good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Kuki James. Catch you on
YouTube.
Hi, Kuki. How are
you
today? Oh, always blessed. Blessed, never stressed. I was going to say, it sounds like the experience in my life, and I was just enjoying your story on how you transcended religion, race, culture. That is the ideal place, and it's called the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And in the kingdom of God, there is no race, no creed, no color, no gender, no religion. It's you're there as a spiritual character and expression. And I've been living in this kingdom for 35 years. I don't have issues with race. I don't have any issues. You know, and people are like, well, yes, you do. I said, no, I do not. Because in the kingdom, there is peace, there's love, joy, harmony. And so when I meet people, guess what they meet? They meet that kingdom. They know I don't judge them. I accept them, who they are. I get millionaires coming out to talk to me. I get a guy who's on the street struggling to walk. He'll say something to me, you know, and that is what makes diversity, because that is what has already been set up for us to enter. And, you know, we see the world doesn't want us to get there. Mm-hmm. I've been preaching this on my Facebook page for 13 years from all around the world. And they call me, man, you're 007. You're Mr. 007, they call me, you know. And I just noticed the world don't want us to get there, to that place. You understand what I'm saying? That light.
Some people in the world don't want us to get there. But, you know, I'm put something out there.
Mm-hmm.
it's up to us to stop giving energy to naysayers. And that, and stop even speaking about what they're not doing.
I agree with that.
Yes. I had a woman who called me yesterday for water filters. Because I sell water filters in addition. So I sell whatever I use to reclaim my health, right? So she's a nurse, and she started sharing with me her version of God. You know, she called for water filters and sharing God, and that's fine. And then also, I'm like 30 minutes in, I'm like, you know what? I'm up till 2 o'clock in the morning working every night. I as much as I'd love to do this, you know, don't have time. But what I uncovered was this. She was talking to me about the doom and gloom of what's going to happen when X happens. And I said, no. I said, God's got our back. And I said, and you can read whatever you think and interpret the Bible in the way that you want to interpret the Bible, but God's got her back.
Yes, he does.
And so and she actually had the, wow. So you were talking earlier about people judging you from your own race, right, color to color. So I'm a Christian now, and I got Christians judging me as a Christian that I don't read the Bible enough because I can't quote it the way that she quotes it. And I'm like, I'm not even going to take on the challenge. I already know I'm in, like, I'm not going to hold a candle. I'm not as learned as you. I became a Christian in 2018. Before that, I read the Old Testament, and I still can't quote that either. Because I feel. I don't memorize text. I feel the love of God.
Yes.
I feel.
But guess what?
Carry that with me.
Yeah.
But guess where all of this knowledge is coming from that every religion is getting? Guess there is one original place that it's coming from. I'm talking about all religions. It comes off the temple walls. It comes off the walls of the temples on all the pyramids all over the world. Hieroglyphics, the Medina Tet, the information. That's where all religions, they have something in common. And those people who wrote on those stones was inspired by the sun. And that's who they said is God. And religion came and said, well, I can't be the sun, but I'm going to be a little baby God. You see, I'm going to create my own interpretation. But at the end of the day, and the word says, comes the light out of darkness. What is the light that comes out of darkness? Well, it's the sun. And so thereby, I have an example for me to come out of darkness into light because I am the sun. So every religion has the similarity because they all get the information from the original ancient text, which is written on the scrolls, that talks about the sun. You see a woman, an Egyptian woman, she had a sun over her head. Called the Ra, the male, he'll have a little horns with a sun on it. And it's ironically that there was a sun on your screen or whatever, because, I mean, that plays a difference. And see, the sun is on our skin. What do you think? How do you think our skin is so beautiful? What do you think? What
right?
makes our skin so beautiful? The sun.
And I think it's hysterical, and I don't have any friends like this. I don't think I have one friend that is prejudiced, that not in my circle anyway, against skin color. But, you know, what do white people do? We go out and get tan.
Yes.
Oops. Guys, we got to go to commercial. So I'm going to do that real quick. So Zelda Robinson has a show on Monday mornings, Zelda Speaks. She is an amazing woman, my sister, and I do not say that lightly, but I'm so blessed that she came into my life And that the women that are in my life right now, I do call soul sisters because I don't let anybody in anymore if they are a toxic hot mess.
No, that's right.
And, unless they're paying me to help them heal, okay? So, and then they're not nearly that toxic, right? So because at least an open mind.
I like that.
Okay, so let's run her show promotion. Here we go.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
All right, so I'm actually just going to play one more video.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan, Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
All right. So thank you, Kufi, for calling in and sharing your wisdom. We're really grateful. Why don't we go back to, because we went in a couple of different directions. We talked about your story as far as, you know, basically being judged for your skin color by your own kind. We talked about the fact that I had a similar situation, but not based on skin color, based on my Judaism at the time and the fact that, it was only took a couple minutes before, 10 seconds really before I opened my mouth and people knew I was Jewish and I got judged for that. And so where does judgment really take us anywhere or anyway? I mean, it doesn't, right? What are your thoughts? I mean, discernment and judgment, right? So we're not talking about discernment, which is assessing a situation to keep you out of harm's way or assessing if something's right for you. That's discernment. Right. But judgment is making an opinion, not based on making any inquiry. So you are making a judgment without asking questions, not seeking to understand, right?
Absolutely.
There was a post I did a few days ago, and quite frankly, I was surprised it got so much traction, but it was Dwight, our two presidents, Eisenhower and John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking down a path. It's an old photo. And they're having a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And they're from two different parties, right? Democrat and Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not very political, like on any level. I'm just not. But the point was, there used to be a time where the world embraced having a dialogue. Like, you didn't have to have a winner or a loser.
Uh-huh.
You just had a dialogue.
Uh-huh.
I have a good friend of mine. Her name is Lori Lee Marty. We went to college together.
Mm-hmm.
So I met her when I was 18. So I've known her about 40 years.
Mm.
She comes out to visit me. And I'm not going to say that I really don't want to get into a political conversation. But she asked me, who are you voting for, aren't you voting for X? And I said, honestly, I wasn't going to. I said, but you know what, Lori? I said, I love you. Tell me why you are.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why you are voting for X. And so she did. And then I voted for X.
Mm-hmm.
We build relationships our ears, not our mouth.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a very good statement. We build relationships with our ears and not with our mouth. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, that mouth is asking a question.
Right.
And shutting up to listen. So go ahead.
Right.
With that being said, what's your take?
You know, judgment is a strong enemy against love.
Mm-hmm.
Because it prevents love from flowing, because judgment builds a wall, an immediate wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's an immediate negative. It's an immediate I don't like,
mm-hmm.
or I won't accept you. So you don't get the opportunity to learn with judgment. You don't get the opportunity to love. You don't get the opportunity to look into the life of someone else. You know, I was listening to a sermon, it was like 25 years ago, and the minister said something that was so impactful to me. They said this, that if you get on a red eye flight and you see someone falling asleep and you're wondering why they're falling asleep, you know, so early or so late,
mm-hmm.
or at this time, you don't know where they came from.
That's right.
Could have come totally different time zone. Whereas there was no time to sleep, and their sleeping time is now their flying time. So it was so impactful to me because it let me know I can't look at you and know you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't look at you and know your heart. So how can I assess you based upon, wow, she wears glasses. You know, most of the time people who wear glasses are not nice people. Wow, she has long hair. You know, people with long hair think they're better than, and I've had
well,
this
she's
whole,
a blonde.
Yeah. I've had
I
this
used to
everything
about blondes, and my best friends are blondes. Because
exactly.
I decided to seek, because I knew I had a preconceived idea about blondes. So I decided, well, that's no good. Go make some friends. Go make some blonde friends. And so I did, and they are my best friends. You know,
absolutely.
And
so it
you know,
blocks love. Judgment blocks love.
Yeah, judgment blocks love. And
yeah.
Jerry Curtin here, who's piping in on YouTube, says, we all tend to view the packaging before the content. Very natural, I think. We all, however, want to be viewed by the content. If we can see similarities in content, little need to judge. Very wise, Jerry. Jerry's a very wise man, an amazing soul. Met Jerry back in 2017. He is the man who brought chiropractic-led on-site care to corporate America. He is a visionary and a disruptor. Very, very grateful to call Jerry friend. And when it says, aren't so many people told that we are being judged by God? So Jerry, answer that yes. Matter of fact, most of my life I was told I was going to hell because I was a Jew. And then, of course, converted. And I don't know if you saw the first part of the show, but it wasn't people who, the reason I converted wasn't because people were making me wrong for being a Jew. It's because people found me right for who I was at that point in time, right? And so he goes on to say, many people are taught to self-judge all day long. Self-judge first on this paradigm. It can be right, perhaps, but undoubtedly dangerous. Self-judgment is horrible. Okay, I'm duplicating. I wonder why that's happening. Okay, it stopped. Self-judgment, self-limiting beliefs, and that chatter, that negative self-talk,
mm-hmm.
will destroy your inner peace.
It will.
And so I have a question, because this show is about manifesting, and you're welcome. Thank you, Jerry. It's well-deserved. So where, trick question, where does judgment fit into manifesting your dreams?
Oh, wow. You know, I guess I'm on this word block this morning. Judgment can really block and hinder the manifestation of dreams because you don't know who's connected to bringing your dream to pass. You don't know what path you're going to have to take. And judgment in the negative sense of judgment, okay, mm-hmm. is a true hindrance because we manifest vision through other people, through connecting, through networking. People are always associated with the manifestation of vision, whether it be now or later. There will be a human being or human beings involved in that. They may not look like you. They may not sound like you. This show is a perfect example of that. It was meant for me to be on part one and now part two with you, okay? Mm-hmm. If it was based on judgment, I didn't know you. I could have so easily said, she doesn't look like me. She doesn't sound like me. She's from somewhere else. Yeah. So I'm not going to do it. Okay, that shuts the door.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are not seeing the full tangible manifestation of what God has for them because we're all looking for sameness.
Yeah, and so and first of all, let me acknowledge what, and so Andrew, my husband, first of all, let me acknowledge him for bringing us together.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Because I was outside at a conference. You were inside speaking, and he's like, you need to meet her. And I'm like, if you think I need to meet her, bring her over because I'm all in, you know, because Andrew's a very good, makes a very judgment of character. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he says here, as you say, Jody, if you don't love yourself, you can't love others, right? So if you're constantly beating yourself up, and you're not finding yourself right, starting with yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like in everything that you do, find yourself right first. That doesn't mean there's not room for improvement, but what are you doing right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah. I mean, like, here's the thing. I lost, 92 pounds. And the girls are, I think, are on their way in here. You can hear them in the background. I lost 92 pounds, right? Now, during the last 2.5 years, because of all the stress, I gained probably 20, maybe 25 pounds. Okay. Now I can make myself wrong, or I can find the gift. And the gift is the learning about how stress impacts your weight. Okay. Even if you are a clean eater and you don't eat a lot.
Right.
Because of the chemical makeup, the chemicals that your body will create when you're under extreme stress. Okay. So I could make myself wrong all day long, right?
Right.
You know, call myself a sausage, whatever you I've called myself names like beach whale, and don't, nobody gets to say anything here. I said it laughing my butt off because at the time, that's what I looked like. I was covered in chartreuse green paint. They had to get a tarp under my body to roll me over to get me off the floor because I fell in a pile of paint. And I was like a beached whale trying to get off the beach, and they had to use a tarp to put underneath me to roll me over, because if I stood up in the paint, I would have slid and fallen down again. So to me, it was hysterically funny. And if you can't laugh at your looks, your body, stupid things that come out of your mouth, you're losing the light.
Absolutely.
Because we're the funniest things on the planet, the stupid things that we do, okay?
Yes.
But when
it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it is. And then I want to take a look at, without using the word, because I don't want to get us kicked off the, you know, any show, people are choosing whether or not they want to have some sort of injection. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And where are we programmed to believe that we have the right to tell anybody what to do and to judge them for their choice? I have my choices. I have my opinions.
Yes.
And my opinion's my opinion.
Yes.
And I can give you information if you ask for it, which I'm not going to do here on the show. That's a one-on-one. But why? We're not here to judge. Like, can't we love people where they're at? Why do we have to cause a separation because of a medical choice that you're making for your body? Where did we learn that?
Absolutely. Because we all have, God gives us the gift of choice. And what's so amazing, we make our choices, but we don't want to allow that next person that same opportunity to make their choices. You know? Yeah, you know, we're very selfish with that. Oh, yes, I made a decision to do blah, 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 but you can't make a decision to do blah, blah, blah without my opinion being inserted in your decision. Yet I get to make my decisions all by myself, and your opinion doesn't matter. So a lot of that comes from selfishness, too, and not being open to change. Not being open to understanding that as we're not putting ourselves down, one of the ways to lift ourselves up is to become better, is to become less judgmental, is to become kinder. Growing is a big part of the whole equation.
Yeah, it is. And accepting that there are things that we think that we know, but we may not really know, because where did we source our information for our decision?
Right.
Okay, let me just acknowledge Zelda first. So she says, grand rising, beautiful souls, my sisters of the microphone, vanilla chocolate and hot chocolate. I love it. That's my new nickname. Thank you. I love you. She says, thanks for reminding us the gifts of choice. Amen. Teach. So thank you. And Jerry's saying, because inevitably the choices of others impact us. And you are correct. The choices of others impact us. And then we have a choice that we want to be around them or not. Right? You know, like that's a choice of the matter. And then he says also, yes, when we see our choices are selfish, we have opened the right to be judged, in my view. So, but I will say this. I hear what you're saying. We have been given all of our lives information. This is before the last 2 years. We have been given information all of our lives about different things. And I'm going to go back to World War II. In World War II, J.P. Morgan Chase had two investments. One was in pharmaceuticals, and the other was in frequency healing. Okay? And he bought both. And he tabled one. So how are we making informed choices when another modality has been buried for decades? So we're making choices based on the limited information that we have. And I still think there's more information that I know there's more information I don't have.
Absolutely.
And so that's why we can say, well, it's selfish if I do or don't do whichever. We can both stand in that space, or we could all stand in the space of there's a DKDK zone, meaning DKDK, I don't know what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so as long as I'm standing in the DKDK zone, there's an opportunity to learn.
Yes.
So, I think this is your friend.
Stratos, yay! I love him, his mother, his father, his new wife, his little girl. Yes, my first Greek god, baby.
Good. Grand Rising Stratos. So Stratos Greek, is that your street name?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. So welcome to the show, and thank you for tuning in. We're going to be going to commercial in a couple minutes, but we hope that you all stay in. Thank you, Zelda. Thank you, Jerry Curtin, Andrew, and Naima. And if you guys have any questions, let me go back to the other screen. I do have, I think this is a different caller, 312-849. Why don't we take the call real quick and see what the question is, and then we'll go to commercial. All right.
Well, yes, it's
yes, my girlfriend.
Yes, how are you?
Good. So this is Naima Latif, our executive producer, speaking.
Great morning, Naima.
Yes. That's great, so great to hear your voice again. Yes.
Same here.
I got a question.
We said the same thing at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got a question for both of you all, because I have a lot of friends that are parents, and they use this parenting method that they really believe is motivational, and it's the method of putting down the child and being very judgmental and harsh and saying, oh, you're never going to make it. Oh, you only got a C. You could have got an A. Or, oh, you're never going to succeed. You're never going to be anything. They'll use that as a way they think, you know, is going to motivate the child to try harder. And then I have people who've been raised that way, where they've been told, you're nothing, you're never going to make it, you're so stupid. Some of my friends who've been raised that way, they were motivated to work harder, but they have a lot of self-esteem issues and problems in relationships because of the damaged self-esteem. But they may have succeeded career-wise. And then I have friends who were raised that way, and they basically fulfilled that prophecy. They maybe end up making bad choices, did time in jail, and all those kinds of things. So what would you say to parents who have been using that method of putting a child down, believing they're going to make them strive harder? And what would you say to people who have been raised that way and are sometimes knowingly, sometimes unknowingly, suffering the effects of that on their self-esteem. What would you give advice to those two people? No, we got to go to break, so maybe after the break, you know, we can hear that answer.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, let me run the commercials, and Hot Chocolate, I'll let you go first with your answers, okay?
Sure.
So, here we go. So this is Altera EMF neutralizer.
With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
Okay, so we are back, and we have Naima Latif, our executive producer. And to restate the question, and I seem to be echoing. Okay, there we go. To restate the question is, what is the impact of the judgment of our parents, if I understand that correctly, on our emotional well-being? And I would say, and I'm rephrasing just a little bit, and the punishment of, oh, now I get it. Okay, that's why you're here. Okay, so sorry, I'm getting messages from Tinkerbell, who came here on her own, not with her sister, because she wants to talk about this, in particular about what happened to her. So it's what is it that happens when our parents punish ourselves, punish the children, and instill that you're not good enough, and then we take that into our adulthood. And so if you don't mind, Hot Chocolate, I'm actually just going to tell her story real quick because she's asking me, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So she's adopted by me. She had a different mom and dad. And she squawks, and she's got a nice loud voice. Yeah. And the boyfriend of this couple didn't like her noise and put her in a dark basement and closed the lights and the door. She was traumatized throughout her life so much that she couldn't fly. And she couldn't even perch on my shoulder. She'd fall. What are we doing to our children? And she wants you to know that punishing people for being who they are. She's crying, like I can feel her pain. She says, it's not the way to go. It hurts. She goes, and it stops people from being who they are. Anything else? Do I need to leave? At least I did. What else am I supposed to say? And she says, thank you, Mommy, for helping me to release the trauma, because we use the BOD on her. We use all types of frequency medicine on her. She flies. She flies well. And you can see she's perching without a problem. So, and we love you. So I apologize. I know I said you would go first, but her energy for me, like if I don't speak, she'll just keep on sending her energy to me. So, but please go ahead and take the floor.
You're fine. This is an indirect, I guess, response to what was asked. Growing up, let me just say this, I have an amazing mother. She's a single mom. I'm an only child. And so I grew up without my father not only being in the home, just not being in my life by his choice, right? Mm-hmm. So I used to cry a lot. And my crying came from not because he wasn't there, but it was because I was being ridiculed. And so I was afraid all the time. I was afraid of what people were going to say, mm-hmm. what people, how they were going to taunt me. So I was traumatized as a child. So I cried all the time. My mom did not understand that. So at first, so she would always yell at me and spank me for crying because she thought I was being disrespectful by crying and not knowing and telling her I don't know why I'm crying because I didn't know. You know, why I was crying. So the more she would scream at me and spank me, the more traumatized I became. So what my mom did was she reversed the criticism. And I commend her and celebrate her. She'll be 80 this year for the rest of her life because she began to pray and talk to other friends and family members. And they said to her, maybe she doesn't know why she's crying. So my mom listened. That is so important, I think, for any parent to listen first. And she observed me more closely. That's another key factor. And observed the way I was reacting to her. But she, in my mind, was becoming another enemy. I'm like, okay, I'm traumatized outside the home. Then I come home to a safe place and I'm crying and I'm being traumatized again. So she quickly learned to reverse it. And she went and bought positive, encouraging greeting cards for me to affirm me, to let me know I was in a safe place, to let me know if I needed to cry, it was okay. And so when I came home from school, from being bullied and talked about, and I would be just almost running home because someone every day wanted to beat me up for being the wrong skin color. Mm-hmm. So when I walked through the door, instead of her not understanding my tears, she would have a card on the door of my room and maybe a little treat on the door on the bed. And all of a sudden, all that anxiety left, all of a sudden, all the frustration, tears dried up. And then number two, affection is so important, mm-hmm. a parent. And she didn't come from any of what she was doing for me. Was not done for her. Her mother would scream. Her mother would spank her if there was something she disagreed with. So she was reversing that, and she was counteracting that. So she would not only leave a card or a treat for me, she would then say, it's okay to cry. Would you like to put your head in my lap? And she would put a pillow in her lap and let me lay there and cry. So she became a safe haven. And I think if every parent, I'm not a parent, but I know I was the child to a parent. I was a young child. And I know that that safe space that my mom created for me, It caused all that negativity, all that shouting I was hearing from her to cease, spanked when I didn't deserve to be spanked. All of that ceased by her doing the opposite and affirming, encouraging, and inspiring me.
And she was smart enough to know and realize while she didn't know what to do, she knew it wasn't working.
Right. Yes, that's good. That's good. My mom is a very prayerful person. And so she was praying, and she said God directed her. And I think every parent needs to allow, I know, God to direct them, not based on what your parent did, not based on what you think your child deserves, but really asking God, because he made that child. He knows the inner workings of that, that little person, and he can help you to be able to connect in such a way. And that's what happened with my mom and I. She humbled herself as a parent, that's important, and realized, okay, my way is not working to benefit her. And then she connected with my heart and what I was experiencing. And we have a beautiful relationship now.
So that's a wonderful story. I've taken some notes. How you manifest change, because that's what this show is about, is one of the ways is by posting positive affirmations all over the home.
Oh, yes. Oh, can I share something?
Yes.
Didn't know you were going to say that, but I was hoping there would be a moment in the show for me to show my newest little affirmation. I have them all around my office, as you can see behind me. Mm-hmm. And this one says, you did not wake up to be mediocre. And when you have these positive little affirmations in your life.
So you need to take a picture of that and send it to me, please.
I'll be happy to.
Yeah, you know, because I was in the book, Overcoming Mediocrity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my book, my story within that book is Informed Choices, right?
I love
it
that.
It talks about my health.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we did not wake up this morning to be mediocre, not on any level.
No, we didn't. And when we see these positive affirmations, no matter what negativity you're hearing or experiencing outside of your safe space, what you feed yourself will become the guiding light for you, rather than being led by the negative news, by what other people think of you. Oh, everybody is coming against me. Nobody can be trusted. All of that negativity, it hinders you from manifesting God's vision for your life. So you have to find ways to speak life to your life, speak life to your vision, speak life to what God has promised for your life. And that's what I do. So whether it's sunny or rainy, you have these words around you that are affirming, inspiring, and building you.
Is Elizabeth Nichols your friend?
My best friend. She's one of my BFFs. Hey, Candy, a nickname for her. And she's extremely
busy. Thank you, Candy.
Busy.
I agree. It is a beautiful testimony.
I appreciate her. Yeah.
And I want to... I want to reply to you, but I also want to honor the people on the our listeners. So thank you, Candy.
Absolutely.
And then we have your friend, Stratos. Don't chew on mommy's necklace, please. He says, people have a tendency of putting labels on everybody. What people don't realize is that each person on this planet has something to offer. Amen,
absolutely.
Stratos. Thank you. And
so
then,
true.
And then he also says, parents have to be there for their kids, and no matter what the kids do, they have to know they'll be there for them. I agree.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My mom was there for me all the time, and my dad was there for me in the way that he knew how, which showed up even though he wasn't there in the way that I wanted at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great lesson. So he... Mm-hmm. Never gave me the fish. He would only teach me how to fish.
Mm.
And so I was mad at the time, like, hang on, mm-hmm. fish, right? Mm-hmm. He just said, he chose to teach me. And Candy, thank you. That I appreciate that I'm enjoying this segment too. Because I love having hot chocolate.
Thank you, Candy.
We got the hot chocolate and the vanilla in the middle. I love that. Sorry. When you look at the female solution, she's got the beautiful tree of life. Naima has the beautiful tree of life. I am the vanilla right smack dab in the middle of the tree.
I love it.
I couldn't ask for anything better. Thank you. But I took some other notes. So she created, first of all, she's putting greeting cards all over the place, which is another way of positive affirmation. Mm-hmm. So you can do, you know, what Hot Chocolate does. You know, she has her signs that she's bought from around the world. You can print out things from the internet and post those on the wall. If you can write your own affirmations and make them very pretty and put those on the wall. And if you don't have time for pretty, just write it out and paint it up.
Yes. It can be so, made a great point. It can be so cost effective, so inexpensive, whether you're printing it out. Some of my signs did cost more, but this one was $1.
If you go to Hobby Lobby or Michael's or, I don't know, there's some other places. I mean, you can find these things for cheap. I'm just going to tell you now.
Absolutely. I went to the $1 store for my mom the other day. I hadn't been in that store in a long time. And this was laying on the shelf. $1.25.
Yeah, just for you.
Yeah, and it's powerful, it's impactful, it's inexpensive. And one thing I love about God is when you begin a certain journey, and it's in His will and His divine plan for your life, He puts things in place for you along that journey. Yeah, because this was just laying out of place on a shelf, and I looked and I'm like, wow, I can afford $1.25.
Well, yeah. And most of us can, right? Most of us can afford a dollar. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about that you said is that she created a safe place.
She did.
And so, you know, creating a safe place for people to be, is critical. So my mom did that for me as well. She created a safe place for me. I created a safe place for Tinker where she knew she could squawk and she wasn't going to be punished for her voice. Mm-hmm. How many times are we punishing people for using their voice?
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, it happens all too often.
Right.
In life, unfortunately, we punish people. And I want to say something to that.
Sorry.
If you've been punished, if you've been bullied, if you've been abused, mistreated, whether it was in your childhood by your parents or some outside source in your adulthood, flip it. You know, flip it. One of the greatest things and one of the greatest tools God's given me to be able to manifest the things that I have in my life is the strategy of flipping it. You know, I went from being a bullied 3-year-old all through grade school to being hot chocolate all over the world. Hot chocolate was the result of flipping it. Mm-hmm. What was ugly has now been flipped to something beautiful that can bless the rest of the world. If you just hold on to the ugly, you live in regrets, you live in grief, you live in bitterness, you hate the person who touched you wrong, you're bitter about the fact that you didn't have parents, you were adopted. Why did God allow that? There is a seed of destiny every storm.
Amen, sister, right? A seed of destiny in every storm.
Yeah. You have to flip your thinking to find that.
Right. So when when I studied under Dr. John DeMartini, who is one of the contributing authors to the book The Secret, which is about manifesting your dreams through gratitude, right? And and so we haven't even talked about that. We could do a whole segment on gratitude, but basically start with gratitude. Just the same. But the doctor that prescribed the medications, I saw the same doctor for 2 decades, Hot Chocolate.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. 2 decades.
Yeah. Wow, that's a long time.
And so he loved me. He used to, he used to really just kind of share, like, how proud he was of me.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I'm looking like this.
Wow.
Right? He wasn't really intending to harm me.
Right.
He was doing what he was trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
Programming.
Yes.
Paid programming. Right.
Yes.
So what I want to say is that people say, why aren't you mad at him? Well, no, I could be. But he prescribed the drugs. I'm the one who put them in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one who went to the store and picked them up and paid for it. Yeah, I trusted the doctor. Yeah, he was wrong. But his intention wasn't bad. Now, here's the next part. What do I do today? I teach people how to have health.
Yes, you flipped it.
I flipped it. Thank you, Jesus. Right? And thank you to the man who misdiagnosed me. And thank you to the man who put me on all those clinical trials. And thank you to the man who made me go from being a bodybuilder to obese. Right? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Rescue. Because if I didn't have this story, how believable would people look at me? I mean, they might, but they might doubt. Oh, she's been skinny all her life. She's
squat.
She hasn't been through anything. No adversity. What does she know? I've had more. I always use count, but I want to say like, because it's not my focus. About 21 different diseases, like chronic diseases. The biggest one of all, besides diabetes, with small fiber neuropathy. And for the listeners who don't know what that is, that's all over body pain. And they said it wasn't reversible. And I reversed it. So if I hadn't had the journey, come here, Dolly. If I hadn't had the journey, how would I be helping people? Because I wouldn't have had a reason to learn all this.
Right.
So,
absolutely beautiful.
So flipping it, and so
yes.
I'm going to make a recommendation to people that if you're in a situation and you're still feeling angry, and I get it, that's okay to be there. First of all, let me tell you, it's totally okay to be there today. You're there for a reason. Now the time to flip it. Okay. So there's two ways that I'm going to share. I mean, there's many ways. But you can buy 2 books. One is called The Secret, and I would buy it on audio. And here's your homework. Get into the tub, okay, with some Epsom salt. Take a hot bath. Put in your favorite essential oils. And then play the book. I don't care if you catch every word or you don't. Because it's going to go into your subconscious, your unconscious, and shift your mindset. You listen to that, that's a repeat. This is not a one and done. You're going to do this a lot. I did it for years, and I still do it. Because I need to make sure I'm shifting my unconscious to that of opportunity and possibility.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Second part is the book that goes with it called Magic. And if you don't believe in magic, then stop right here, because you got to start believing in magic, because the world is magic, right? And the magic is the adjoining part to the book, The Secret. And it's a workbook, and it tells you, shows you the step-by-step on how to manifest what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not hard. I mean, if you and I can do it, right? We're just normal human beings, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
It's trained behavior, though. It is trained manifesting. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but let me say this while the thought is fresh.
Yeah. Manifesting
vision, I want to say this to everybody,
yeah,
is a trained behavioral pattern. It is not something you just jump into every now and then and say, oh, I'm going to manifest. I'm going to speak a couple of affirmations and my whole life is going to change. No, it's a lifestyle. It really is everything. I keep saying this over and over. This is my birthday month. So this month to me is about elevation. This month is about education for me.
Mm-hmm.
It is about taking my mind to the next level. Where am I supposed to be mentally at age 52 now? What is God's design for me at 52? It's more than just another birthday cake. It's more than just gifts and hanging out. You have to train yourself to be conscious of your daily activities, your daily thoughts, your daily conversations, your daily time with God, and find in all those things what is God saying and wanting to manifest in those given moments. Because you can wake up any day and your whole life can change forward. Your whole life can be opened up with new opportunities. So it's a daily practice to even prepare for the amazing things God has, because their preparation is necessary. That is a very, very, very important part of manifestation, is being prepared for the manifestation. Getting financial education, if you're going to be a millionaire, you need to know what to do with the millions. You need to know how to manage. You need to know financial advisors. So it's a daily practice. It's not just something that sounds good. Oh, I am manifesting. Manifesting what?
Yeah. So yeah. I want to, I always take notes when you talk so that can come back. The conscious versus the unconscious.
Yes.
Gives you choice,
mm-hmm,
over your destiny.
Yes.
Versus unconscious, it was fate.
Yeah.
So you can have a choice in the matter of how your life,
yes,
turns out.
Absolutely.
And so I want to...
I can't stress that enough. Absolutely.
And we're losing our entire faces here, but...
That's a large, huge statement.
So this is Maika. She says, grand rising before birth, a life is designed for us to grow within. Yes, it is. To experience our karma and our rewards, we are challenged to overcome the circumstances and experiences we have, and thus we grow and fulfill our purpose for being. Amen, sister. Amen. She says, there is no right or wrong. There is improvement and lessons learned as we evolve in our perfection. So spot on. And there is no right or wrong. You're right. It's not. And it's, when you talk about improvement, I just want to do a yes and here. Improvement from the last version of yourself, right? I'm not comparing myself to hot chocolate, and I'm not comparing myself to Maika. I'm comparing myself to the version of me yesterday.
No self, absolutely.
Very wise woman, Maika. I just want to say Maika's very wise, and Maika's been through a lot, and she's just coming out on the other side, like, shining bright.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I salute her for that. Mm-hmm. I salute her for that. You know, you were mentioning, I wanted to hold on to that thought, but it was something to the point of talking about becoming a better version of ourselves. That's what it was. So for me and those who are challenged with weight issues, you've had some bad food choices in your life, just one or two every now and then, but maybe you've lost and gained weight. I've been that person who's been on that cycle, but I was always determined, and in my mind, I always saw myself on the other side of it. Even if I had gained 100 pounds, literally, I saw myself go on the other side. So now, as I'm losing the weight, mm-hmm. and you saw me drinking my green juice, making sure I'm concerned about cellular nutrition now. Yeah, you're doing the same. So what I'm seeing is a better version of myself coming forth physically. Now, I don't down the old self because it's the old self and my old way of eating that gives me compassion for others.
Thank you. Right?
Yeah, and I think that's the point. Even in judgment, we often forget, where were we? Remember when you failed. Remember when you made a wrong move. Remember when you made a bad decision. And that's where compassion comes in, remembering where we've been and where we're coming from. And it allows us and enables us to then stop and love people and reach out to people rather than saying, she's just too fat.
Well, and so here's the thing.
Yeah.
So I was at a friend's house, Andrew and I, just the other day. And I was I guess this is where it's coming in. I was going to talk about toxins. And I was helping her she's in pain. And I was helping her to get rid of the toxicity in her life and has been. So we put in the house like a couple months ago, EMF neutralizers. And EMF neutralizers will neutralize the effect of the 5G that's coming from your computer, your phone, your refrigerator, your lights, your hair dryer, you know, like all of that. And it's really affordable. But I look at all of that. I look at the EMS. I look at the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the food supply and the water supply. So we had to go through her refrigerator. She's a friend of mine. And so it was very hard for me because she's disabled right now. And that's where I was in 2014.
Yes.
I was disabled. I didn't have income. I hadn't been awarded money yet from the government, you know, to help me on that 3.5-year journey. Okay. And I'm living off of my savings and an inheritance. And I'm having to dump almost everything that's in my refrigerator, my cupboards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling the pain of having to do this for her the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you don't know when your next penny's coming in, but you're dumping food, you're doing this on faith because it really wasn't food. It was toxicity in a bottle. It was chemicals in a bottle that was destroying and disrupting her endocrine system and her immune system. So much so that she's in constant pain.
Right.
And so, you know, it was hard for me to do that, but Alison, it was the right thing, but I had to be very conscious to keep her in a safe place. I'm not judging you. I did it too.
Right.
Like, I did it before you for 2 decades. More than that. Right? So,
right.
I can't possibly sit in judgment, so I'm constantly, and I don't know if I did a good job or not, but I mean, I'm constantly trying to remind her that, look, I'm not judging you. I did this. You're going to be happy. This is hard now. You're going to be okay on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I want to let people know, I may tie just back to manifesting your dreams and connecting to God. Can you come off, please? Yes, thank you. Come on, be a dolly. Thank you. Chemicals, like just name any of them, parabens, fluoride, arsenic, salt in your water supply, in your food supply, unless it's organic, is interfering with your brain and your brain's ability to connect to every organ, tissue, and cell in your body. And so if we're not fueling our body with what it needs so we can process, how are you connecting to God?
That's good.
It's true. I created a new program. It soft launched yesterday. It's remove. It's a 3 R's. Remove, replace, receive the word of God, right? Remove the toxicity, replace with nutrient-dense foods and organic, receive the word of God, because there's nothing interfering with you and the maker.
That's right.
Just it's simple.
Absolutely.
You don't have to complicate it. And that's why I'm not upset with myself for gaining weight, because I still remove, right? I always replace. I always receive. And right now, I'm learning how to remove my reaction, not response, reaction to some of the outside stimulus in the world, so I don't have stress, so my body can release the weight again.
Yes.
And I'm not going to be mad at myself, because then that stops me from getting to where I need to go.
Yes. That's it.
So we have two comments here. Hold on. So we have Elegant Creation.
Oh, that's my sister, Lois.
Okay. She says, I was raised, first of all, thank you for tuning in. I was raised by old school parents. I had to make the choice to parent my children differently than how I was raised. Amen. I get that. First of all, really, really congratulations for making conscious choices.
Yes, yes.
She goes, it's so important to allow God to show you how to parent, not, thank you. It's so important to allow God to show you how to parent, not tradition. Yes, because of what we were doing, we're hurting people. And then Vienna says, Vienna Robinson, she has Friday and Sunday show. She says, and there's an emotional reason we eat comfort foods that contribute to our pain. Well, yes, cellular memory. Our bodies are chemically addicted to that in conjunction with the trauma. There's a correlation. And eventually, you develop a sensitivity to it, which then shows up as inflammation, even if it's not a chemical. Period. You eat foods and have trauma, guess what? I'm going to tell you how that's going to show up. Food sensitivity. So while you're on your journey and you can't handle it all at the same time, she's just kind of, oh, she has something to say. That's why she's doing this. Okay. While we are on your journey, you're going to have to handle the mind, the body, and the spirit. And the mind being your emotional turmoil and finding peace with the things that are triggering you. And, yeah. And then we've got, Andrew says, yes, Lois, so good that you rose up and made the smart choice for your children. Amen.
Absolutely.
Huge. I just have such love for you, Lois, that you did that. What a gift. I guess we were supposed to go to commercial. I'm going to let you take the stage. As soon as we come back, we're just going to do a quick commercial. Let's see what we got here. How about we are going to, I'm trying to run, I'm not really good at the Blog Talk commercial. I want to run here, we're going to run the promo for Vieta's commercial, which is Friday and Sunday. Here we go.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Vieta, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Okay, and then let's just do that.
Excited to announce that the BOD has been upgraded and we have new over-the-ears super comfy and safe headphones in blue for use with your BOD. They are adjustable and you can set the maximum volume. They're fully compatible with all 3.5 millimeter audio outputs and they're lightweight. We're so excited and they're so pretty. And in addition to that, we have a new carrying case. It is a Navi stonewashed canvas zipper pouch featuring the textured woven cotton design with the raised word hello on the sentiment. You will just love it. It's like I said, it's zippered and it's ready for you.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
Okay, so we are back, and Fagla had a message, which is why she was she was a little agitated, and she wants everyone to remember you need to start with heart. It's a big message for her. She's been telling us this for years, and she just really wants people to, this is not like just words for her, you know, she wants people, when you speak, when you do, start with your heart first. Is it something that you need to be saying? And then Joyce says, wow, thank you, Joyce, for tuning in. She says, this is such an awesome discussion. I can truly relate to this topic. Getting the mind, body, and soul together is extremely important to one's total health journey. Yeah, and here's the thing, Joyce. Spoiler, just when you think that you've got it done, yeah, you're going to find something else you need to do. like you know, I thought I was all that. Like, I lost my weight. I'm happy. I've got my husband. And then, like, the stress of some things came in, and boom, God showed. Yeah, food isn't the only thing. You got to take care of what's between your ears, your brain health, your mental well-being.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Share with us. What do you do to, what else do you want to share that allows people to manifest what their goals are in life?
Mm-hmm. I alluded to it earlier, intentional living. If I, outside of having a relationship with God, have a relationship with your daily activities.
Oh,
make everything matter.
Yes.
And that has been key to manifesting things in my life. We have random conversations. There's no randomness when you live a life of manifesting. Of course, there's some times you go by a store you were not planning to go, but your general life is so centered on making sure that you're in alignment in every part of your life. So my life is very structured, not from the corporate standpoint of structured, but understanding that, okay, I have this show to do right here. When I finish this show at 9:05, I have another appointment. It's connected to this season of my life. When I finish that, I'm going to spend time with a friend that I have not spent time with in 33 years because I understand times and seasons. It's not a random visit I'm having. It's a planned, specific vision, that a visit that connects to my vision and her vision. Everything is very specific, even when, quote, unquote, random moments happen, and they do, even when I'm just being, you know, just chilling, as they said, there's still a consciousness about being specific. There's a consciousness about knowing that everything I do is connected to whether or not I'm going to manifest God's plan for my life. Everything I say, every conversation I have, so you won't hear me just calling people and say, girl, what you doing? Nothing. I'm tired. Life is just, ooh-wee. I don't even know if I'm going to make it. Got so many bills to pay. That's not the conversation I'm going to have.
No, not even kind of.
Not at all. Absolutely. Even what I watch on TV, I try to be very conscious of what I want to manifest. I watch a lot of award shows. Why? Because I believe that's the stage that I'm called to. It keeps me connected without being in that space yet. I'm always preparing for it.
I see your point. It's interesting. Yeah,
yeah,
no, I get that.
Yes.
My mom and I used to watch the awards, like the Academy Awards and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
She had a bridal store, so we were dress watching.
Yes, I love that.
Mm-hmm. And I live my life with intention, and
mm-hmm.
you know, the amount of things that I can produce in a given day
mm-hmm.
is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, when I look about what I produce in comparison to what I used to produce, and really how I do that is I'm keeping my brain calm, and I'm using like adaptogenic herbs, you know, throughout the day. A blend of adaptogenic herbs. I'm using specific oils to keep my vibration high, and
mm-hmm.
I'm putting them right over my heart chakra.
Mm.
Because, yeah, I mean, and so I started doing that because, like, I have a lot of work to do. I get 5 hours of sleep. They say you're supposed to get 7 to 8. But if you're in rest mode, meaning you're not in fight or flight, or you can catch yourself, talk about living with intention versus conscious versus unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Like last night, I knew I had X number of things left to get that had to get done. But we are on real deadlines right now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got some major things happening that are just going to blow up in a good way. You know, in
right.
a good way. And we are, things are, we're setting the pace. I'm taking my ashwagandha, because if
mm-hmm.
I can keep my brain out of fight or flight,
mm-hmm.
if I can keep it calm,
yes,
I can go the distance.
Yes, and that is so important, being able to. That's what I'm even learning about what I'm eating, even the ashwagandha root and all of the other herbs that I'm putting into my body. So cellular nutrition is so important. And being, helping us to be made ready for that next leap.
Oh, yeah. So there's a product that I take. I started taking it maybe 3 years ago. So I had adrenal fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned about ashwagandha, of course, which is an aptogenic herb. And think about the word aptogenic. It's allowing the body to adapt
mm-hmm.
to the environment, right? your genes, like epigenetic, right? to be agile. Well, ashwagandha is great.
Mm-hmm.
But wait till it happens when you blend it with something like astragalus root for your belly fat, holy basil for your stress, and kelp. And it's a company called Innate Response. They're not an MLM. They're just a vitamin company. Just a vitamin company. But it's not a cheap product. But for me, it's the best product that I've taken for my stress ever. So I take it probably two capsules three times a day. And it keeps me centered. And then I'm taking frankincense essential oil, you know, baby Jesus, and I put in a veggie cap. And I don't recommend that you ever do that unless you know how your oils are sourced. Okay? Know how your food is sourced, know how your oils are sourced.
Mm-hmm.
That's my word of wisdom. I'm going to have to do a show just on toxicity so that people understand. Because I take it for granted that people get that the toxins that's in the refrigerator is contributing to their pain, their anxiety, their stress, their outbursts. Come on, I know who you are. Someone out there is listening that I'm having these outbursts. How do I manage that? Get rid of the toxins in your refrigerator, in your freezer. Get rid of the toxins in your water supply. You've got to do this. Rant over.
That's necessary as well. Definitely.
Yeah, and going back to what hot chocolate says, have a relationship with your daily activity.
We're in sync all day. We're going back and forth, me and my daily activities, because I have to make sure that these activities are connecting me to destiny, that these are activities are purpose-driven. All of that's a part of manifestation, because if not, we're wasting so much time, so much precious time that God has given us, because he's given us enough time to fulfill everything he's called us to fulfill in this lifetime. But the way we manage that time is where the key really is. So I'm conscious of every single thing. I think sometimes it probably drives my husband nuts. But, you know, conscious with balance.
Yes.
You know, I'm able, if he says, let's go to a movie, I'm not going to say, well, does that connect? No, I'm going to the movies, okay?
And we saw a really good one the other day.
Oh, really?
My husband took us to a movie. It was, about Dumbledore, because I like magic.
Oh, okay.
It's the offshoot of Harry Potter.
So movies are fun. And I love sporadic moments. I love just going for a drive or whatever. But my basic generalized life is purpose-driven. Even for my birthday, I went to New York. And
I saw that.
Yes. I had not been in 5 years. My husband had never been. So he and I had a great time. And even as I'm having a good time, I'm aware that, okay, I'm here for a reason. I'm coming back here. Hopefully one day we'll live here. If not every day of the year, part-time at least. So I'm making myself aware. I'm looking at the traffic. I'm remembering what the horns blowing sound like, because I'm constantly in connection with my daily activities, even having a good time. And so much a part of me now, I don't know how to do one without the other. She says, are you a Taurus? I'm Aries.
She's Aries. Thank you, Maika, for asking.
So
your birthday was April 7th?
7th.
Yeah, so that's my brother's birthday.
Oh, wow. How cool is that?
Yeah, he turned 63.
Okay.
He's, you know, I don't think he listens to this show, but he's an amazing soul and has been my rock, so I just want to put that out as a thank you to
him. Yeah, and I want to give a shout out, speaking of that, to my mom case she watches. The last time, my mom is amazing. She'll be 80 this year. She's 79, and she knows how to get on YouTube. She knows how to text. So I sent her the link. So I hope that she's watching. She's an amazing lady.
Yeah, you know, if you still have your mom, let me just say this. If you still have your mom in the world, give her a hug.
Yes.
Got some siblings, give them a hug.
Absolutely.
And if they pass, you can send them an energetic hug.
That's beautiful. Oh, and to my husband, my Mr. Hot Chocolate is what I call him.
My Mr. Hot Chocolate?
Yeah, we call him Mr. Hot Chocolate on my radio show.
That was a reason
behind that. That was not a random thing. I wanted my audience to quickly connect to him because when I met him, I had been on radio 5 years already. So I didn't want them to take 3 years to say, who is this? I don't know if I like him. So they had already connected to Hot Chocolate. So now he's a part of me. We're married, so, hey, this is Mr. Hot Chocolate. And he understood that, and he wears it with great pride. So I love that.
Well, you know, and it's, and here's the information I'm just putting up there before we end the show to make sure people know how to follow you. So, you know, Hot Chocolate, it has a Facebook group, Upgrade with Hot Chocolate, or Facebook and Instagram is Hot Chocolate all over the world. And then we have, if you want to email Hot Chocolate, it's teamhotchocolate@yahoo.com. And then the website is www.hca.
HC all over the world.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Oh. Short for Hot Chocolate, so they didn't have to spell all of that out.
Yeah, thank you, right? Yeah. And then Maika says, it's good that you have learned to control in structure fire. Wait. It's good that you learned to control in structure fire, that amazing energy you embody. Ah, I love that. So, yeah, it's good that you've learned to control in structure and fire, that amazing energy you embody. Yeah.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Thank you, Marika. You know, I just want to do some gratitude. We've had some really, great callers in today.
Yes.
Whether, you know, we had Naima call into the show. Thank you for that. Jerry Curtin, thank you for sharing your wisdom and your opinions. Andrew Calhoun, thank you for your guidance and your opinions and for sharing the show. Andrew is sharing the show all over the world.
Thank you to your husband.
Zelda Robinson, thank you. Stratos Freak, Elizabeth Nichols, I think you called her Candy. And Maika, thank you for tuning in and sharing your wisdom. Lois Fagla, thank you. And Tinkerbell, she's like, mommy. Vieta, thank you. Joyce, and Maika, and thank you, Hot Chocolate, right, for sharing your wisdom.
Thank you for allowing me to share.
Yeah, I'll have you back here anytime you want.
Thank you.
If we can end the broadcast if you're willing to come back, I'm willing to have you. So, again, I'm always booking out about a month. So, let me run the ending of the show and be like, have her come back. Don't worry. Oh my God. Here we go. Let me just run that real quick.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.